We're so glad that you are here tonight, and we are ready to start the evening service of Bethel Baptist Church, located here in Morgan Hill, California. And for those who are in foreign country, this is United States of America. We all start with number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. And we love just to sing and to enjoy ourselves for the first section. And we're looking forward to close chapter 6 on the book of Revelation and finding exactly the time and the section where the end of things will come, and how these wonderful things, these seals, fit together. So I did a study taking Matthew 24 and Revelation 6 and putting the seals together. And then the last seal revealed the end of time and the rapture of the church. In everything together. So I'm so confident and so at peace for what I know. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Close the day in your house. And we pray that as we praise your name, and as we look upon the scripture, the revelations of God concerning time, we are so delighted to know that the information that we have will keep in our mind a fresh look into the events of this world. And one day, a generation will see these events happen, and then we know that things are coming to the end. Lord, the world is going down very fast, coming to the crucial moments of these seals that Jesus talks about. So give us the joy to know. We will never know the day, the hour, the year, but we will know the events as happen. And so, Father, thank you for that. And we pray that as we know them, we rejoice in the fact that we know you, and that we are at peace with you, and we are at peace for that moment that is coming up to the world. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to look in the Bible and by the Holy Spirit understand your word. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. As always, on the evening service, the first section covers the joy of the Lord and sharing a scripture. And I'm glad that you will choose. And if you are in the internet, you can punch BBCMH 95037, and you type your request, and they will let me know if you are coming on the screen on the back. All right. Also, if you have a question at the end of the service, you can type the question, and I will know it. All right. By the miracle of the internet, and by the good work of Pastor Thompson. All right. Then tell me what number should we have. All right. Is anybody? All right. Señor Victor. 349. There shall be showers of blessing. Always for the believer, don't? Right. Showers of blessing. seconds. So Brother Blika, and I get to you in 1 minute. Yes.
Number 50.
Say it again.
50.
50.
Okay. Cinco.
Don Pedro, help him. Ask your wife. Ask your wife. Señor Dulilo.
455.
455. All right. Okay. Why I emphasize this morning that if you read the scripture to them, they never forgot that scripture that you read. And amazing how this wonderful girl, now growing up, remember the occasion. Okay, now another song from your heart, okay? Say it again. 460, all right? 460, brother, aplica. 400. You have to get the word cientos, which is a one hundred of the number that you said before. That's what we think. We think the number, then multiply by 100, then we put cientos. 100, then 46. 460. What a complicated. All right. Who listen, the our anniversary festival is going to be on October the 4th. In the morning, a sermon on Nehemiah, and the evening, on a sermon on the progress of God in your heart by Pastor Thomason, and then a great luau outside. We're going to enjoy some festival that the ladies are preparing for us, celebrating 27 years of ministry of Bethel Baptist Church. When we started, we never dreamed, first, to have a place, and secondly, to have a radio and internet ministry, and God has added. And so, how wonderful it is. All these events will be in radio and in the internet. Of course, the evening is in the internet, no in the radio. And so I want to say it again. Mark your first Sunday in October, in the evening especially, as we gather together. And during this absence of the pastor, as he's going to do the difficult job of checking the waters in Mexico, Brother Ramil, you saw him in the morning coming from Singapore. He will teach in the morning, and then Brother Victor will teach in the evening, and then Brother Thomason will teach the following in Sunday. And of course, it's Fellowship Sunday. There is no evening service. And then we have the first Sunday. So praise the Lord, everything is covered. And I always remember when we started, we went to vacation to Hawaii, I guess, and Brother Casa paid me a trip to Hawaii, and we have no pianist. We had to pay to the Methodist Church in Gilroy to send us somebody to play the piano in the bank that we have the building. And now we have all kinds of pianists and gifted musicians, and the music this morning was excellent. It was really excellent. Let's give a good hand to Darlene, all right? Thank you, Darlene. Thank you. That was good. I remember when Marilyn, they left for Idaho, and Darlene was scared to death. And I guess Victor had to do a lot of pushing and encouraging. Well, you know, if you got, suddenly you got the whole heavy weight on you, it's no easy. It's no easy. And then it's not only just to direct the choir, to prepare the music, to coordinate the things. I mean, it's a heavy work. And I really appreciated the gift that Lord has given to Darlene. All right, now we get another song here, all right? Señorita Tricia. 297.
Thank you.
wonderful it is to know that we are have people in Brooklyn, New York, listening, and the Kong family, both you and your husband come from Brooklyn?
No, I was raised
in, okay, Maida was raised in Brooklyn, and now we have family listening, and there at this hour, and this morning they have some problems, and I'm glad I was in my office, because Dr. Dante was teaching my Spanish class. I was in the phone ring. He said, I cannot get, there is a sign here that they don't let me listen to the Sunday school. So they listen to everything, and even include to Pastor Thomason question and answer. And so I had to teach them, well, you don't click morning service at Sunday school, you click Sunday school. I said, shut off the computer and start all over again, and that will be okay. And it looks like it's okay, they do not call back. So I hope they got the broadcast. Otherwise, tomorrow morning at 5:30, I will know. Because see, it's 8:30 in Brooklyn. And so they picked the phone, and it's 5:30 here. So they are joyful people. They're great believers. We approved them as members last week in the extended family, the Nash family. And we are just delighted for Elizabeth and Stanley to be part of the extended family. So we have people in Texas, in Rio Grande. We have people in Arizona. We have people in England, in Oxford, England, because of my studies on the book of Revelation with the Oxford University. We have people there listening and commenting on the thing. So it's good. The family of God through the miracle of internet. Internet carries a lot of connotations and can be bad. But when it's used for God, really is a joy. And looks like the church is just a handful. And we're talking about England, we're talking about Brooklyn, and so on. And praise the Lord. All right? Another song in your heart. Leo, do you like a song? What is that song? Do you like it?
Oh, Bring It In
the Bring It In. What number is that? I know, Leo.
420.
Okay. Before you leave, I have something for Palillo. Palillo's doing okay?
Yeah.
That's a surname that we give to the little boy. Because the little boy is so skinny, we call Palillo, Stick. The sticker boy.
He was going to come, but he was back and forth.
I have a little car for him. All right. Okay. The family in the back, the Koreas gave me some little trucks for children. I gave one to Gabriel and have another for Palillo. What's the number?
420.
420. All right. Here we go. Is another one they want to come. One more, and then we go for 25, 30, 35 minutes on these final chapter. Brother Greg.
Let's try 208.
208. In Spanish, Brother Greg?
208 in Spanish. 208.
208. Wow, 208. You hear that? He goes to heaven. All right. That's what I like, Brother Greg. He goes to heaven. Don Pedro, está bien, eh? Ya lo tenemos, ya lo tenemos.
Yeah.
Thank you, Raquel, for playing, and we thank Diane for helping my wife with shoulder problems, and Diane took over and play, and we are so delighted that we have a good team here in church. And we should pray for Diane and for Henry as they, tomorrow morning, they are flying to check the waters in Hawaii. All right? But they will be here on Sunday, God's willing, and I appreciate that faithfulness, that rather than staying longer, they will come in and stay with us. I really appreciate that dedication and commitment of their heart. And we are glad also to have the Cassandrians back. I was worried. I called on Wednesday. He's not there. Called on Thursday. He's not there. I said, boy, he's enjoying too much vacation. Who gave him such a liberty, all right? And so good. Also, I want to share with you, just before starting Revelation, that I got some feedbacks already for my sermon this morning, some negative feedback, because I want people to work. That was the problem. I got commentaries saying that I'm in must be super millionaire and rich and using people for my own benefit because I don't want people in the welfare department. I don't say that, but they figure out. I guess people are in the welfare and they figure out guilty, and they say that. Then people who have changed their cars and using my taxes and your taxes to pay for their car also. So I'm preparing a nice letter to these people, kind and gentle, but telling what my daddy said was right. Don't get a penny that you don't work for. And is that bad? That's First Thessalonians, is that right? They said, mama's working home like crazy, day and night with hours, and that's where the husband go and bring in the best he can to support them. But it's mama and daddy working. Mamas are not free, they're working. Everybody works for there, right? And no unions, Leo, no unions, all right. Okay.